From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. In Afghanistan, the Taliban has surrendered the last of its territory, but the Pentagon warned today that the war ain't over yet. Large numbers of Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders are still on the run. Military officials say it could take months to find them. For now, much of the hunt is concentrated on the mountainous region of Tora Bora, south of Jalalabad, where it's believed Osama bin Laden and other Al-Qaeda leaders may be hiding. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
With the Taliban's surrender of its last provincial territory of Zabul over the weekend, the United States has fulfilled one of its military goals. The defeated Taliban militia can no longer play host to the Al-Qaeda network in Afghanistan, and authorities say its downfall may serve as a cautionary lesson to other regimes tempted to harbor terrorists. For the first time in a dozen years, U.S. Marines moved back into the American embassy in Kabul today, a preliminary step towards a renewed diplomatic presence. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz warns, however, the military still has a big job ahead, hunting down numerous Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders in a country the size of Texas.
The war in Afghanistan is not won. There are too many people who are acting, talking as though it were won. The American people have to be prepared for the fact that we may be hunting Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan months from now.
So far, only a few Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders have been captured. Thousands of other Al-Qaeda fighters have taken refuge in and around the Tora Bora cave complex in the White Mountains of eastern Afghanistan. Afghan Mujahideen have been trying to force those fighters out of their hiding places with the help of relentless bombing by U.S. warplanes. One plane dropped a giant 15,000-pound daisy cutter bomb at the entrance to a cave where it was believed top Al-Qaeda leaders were hiding. Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam says the idea was to kill those leaders, seal their cave, or at a minimum, rattle the Al-Qaeda's psyche.
This cave complex is literally on the sheer walls of a valley, and therefore the reverberation effect that goes up in those caves should have some kind of negative effect. The other would be just the obvious effect of the high explosive yield. It was at a target, at a cave target, and that cave target should no longer be usable for anybody to get in or out of.
Authorities believe Osama bin Laden himself is still in the Tora Bora region, and it's possible he could stay there for some time. The fortified caves are well protected, and while the U.S. has been relatively successful in cutting off access to guns and money, Wolfowitz says the Al-Qaeda fighters are not about to be starved out of hiding. At the same time, the U.S. believes bin Laden has lost much of his authority and his ability to direct Al-Qaeda members outside Afghanistan.
This is a man on the run, a man with a big price on his head, a man who has to wake up every day and decide, do I keep all this security around me, which I need to make sure that some Afghan bounty hunters don't turn me in, but which helped to give a lot of reports about my whereabouts, or do I go into hiding? He doesn't have a lot of good options.
Wolfowitz was asked about a videotape that administration officials say provides additional evidence that bin Laden was responsible for the September 11th terror attacks. He says the U.S. would like to make that tape public if it can do so without compromising intelligence. Wolfowitz cautions that the war on terrorism doesn't end with either bin Laden or Afghanistan.
This is a network. It's a network with lots of bad actors in it, many of them here probably still in the United States. As we've said over and over again, there's some 60 countries that have Al-Qaeda cells in them, and you don't take out a network just by taking out one piece of the network. We really have to dismantle the whole network.
Wolfowitz is said to be a strong advocate of taking the anti-terrorism fight to Iraq, but today he insisted the U.S. must finish the job in Afghanistan. Wolfowitz, who served as a foreign policy advisor to the Pentagon during the Gulf War, says it's a classic military mistake to leave a partially defeated enemy on the battlefield and let them survive. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.